The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KPOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 16th of December, 7:23, 39 degrees on our way to 55, so about 10 degrees above the normal daytime high temperature for this time of the year. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Monday morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Everett and Terry Weems as we preview the Emporia Church of the Nazarenes live nativity scene coming up this Friday and Saturday. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Everett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, honey.
Well, Terry, I'm going to start with you this time. I think I started with Everett the last time you guys were on with us here about a week and a half ago. Is everything ready to go for the live nativity coming up here at the end of the week?
Pretty much so. I think everything is in place. We're just going to do some decorating of the little Bethlehem buildings, and we're just trusting God. It is what it is, and it's going to be a village. So I think it's ready.
Well, we're excited about it. I think the whole community is. You do a wonderful job with this, and there's a reason why it is so popular and obviously timely this time of the year, but the Emporia Church of Christ live, Church of the Nazarenes live nativity scene Friday and Saturday. So, Everett, how are things going to work on Friday and Saturday? When do they start? And let's talk about, are there any streets we need to look forward to driving down, and how's that going to work as far as attending?
Well, we did manage to get the routing change worked with the city. Chris Gordon, one of our members, was coordinating that. There I go, get the right word out. And in the past, we have come in off of 24th Street coming from the east, but we started to recognize with all the new businesses over where Hobby Lobby and Ross and Marshalls and all those are at, that we were backing up traffic, in some cases all the way back in on Industrial, back to 18th Street or farther. And that was having some impact on those businesses. So with further discussion, we are coming in from the west on 24th. So if people would come in off Graphic Arts Road and start the lineup, and we'll have individuals directing. There's a couple places. There's the apartment complex is just to the west of our church. We'll have somebody there to make sure people can get in and out of that driveway. And then there's an unofficial street that goes in behind Walmart to the automotive center. We'll try to keep that open so people can get in and out. And I'm not sure exactly what the city's going to do on 24th going west. If there will be a barricade right just past the Aldi's entrance there on the north side of 24th Street. But we just ask people to be patient and just watch for barriers and stuff and barricades and that type of thing. I believe the city was going to put up a electronic sign as well.
Okay. I'm looking here at the police department's Facebook page, and they have posted, as far as West 24th is concerned, that traffic will be blocked in the 2800 and 2900 blocks of West 24th. So that would indicate that there's going to be not only the signage up there, but it does look like there's going to be some sort of like physical presence blocking that as well. So,
just be patient. That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't 100% sure. Thanks for clarifying that, Chuck.
Hey, no worries. Now, Terry, you'd mentioned here that this is a village, and I wanted to maybe have you walk us through the village as we're driving through here Friday night, Saturday night.
Okay, well, you'll come in, and you're going to go under the overpass, and we'll have a tax collector there, just as they would have in, going into Bethlehem, and then if you have any taxes to pay, which is not necessary by any means. It's a free, it's free to anybody. But if you want to drop off canned goods, that's our tax. Or some people give monetary. Everything goes to the Salvation Army that is brought in. And then as you drive on, you'll be met by the Gideon bookstore, and they'll have Bibles there, and possibly we'll pray with you if you'd like to. And then, also you get your cocoa under the overpass. But this year we're thinking about giving cookies away at the bakery, the Bethlehem Bakery, just kind of spread it out a little bit. And then you'll just hear the sounds of a village. You'll hear people greeting you until you get to the inn where they tell you, sorry, there's no room. And then you'll go into the stable and find the stable with baby Jesus and the kings that have come, the camels, the donkeys, the sheep. It's just going to be an aroma, and sometimes there is an aroma of things going on in a little village. And I really do want to thank our church. Our church has been so supportive and good to us. Just supporting the dream that we have and incorporating it and making it happen. And we've got a great church congregation and pastor. And I just really want to send a big old huge thank you to them, because it couldn't be done with just Ever and I. There's no way. So it's so good to have community.
Well, yeah, you just don't put this on. There's a lot of planning and a lot of work that goes into this, and we'll talk about volunteers in just a second. So when does, Terry, the livestock start appearing out there?
Usually the livestock starts coming around 5 o'clock, and they park over in the dog park, and it's quite something to see them bring everything across 24th Street. it's quite interesting, and then they come in. We do, anyone that is involved in the nativity, we feed them before they go out. So they have a warm belly, and we have prayer. And those drivers of the camels and everything, they all come in and join us each year, too. So, but it's quite something to see them strut across 24th Street.
You know, we've got the city manager on a little later on here this morning, and maybe we need to bring up to him, we need camel crossing signs.
Yeah.
Put up there, huh?
Yeah.
I think that would be great. Everett, you know, this is one of those things where it seems like it started relatively small a few years ago, but obviously there's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of coordination that needs to take place here. How soon do you guys start the planning here for the next live nativity, and maybe talk about some of the other people that maybe haven't brought on board here or haven't mentioned here, and give them their props for helping make this go?
Well, each nativity is the date's already set for the next year. It's always throughout the course of the year, it's always kind of in the front of my thought. I'm always looking for items, wood, you know, people have scrap wood or things of that nature, things that I can gather up to help offset the build. And based on this being the 6, 7 years that we've done it, we're pretty well set now on our structures. And as far as getting support this year, we did have some other members in the community helped with the build. They were friends of some of the folks in our church, and they came out and assisted on that. And normally I like to have 8 to 10 people, especially when we're putting up the stable. And then after that, if I can have 6 to 8 people, we can work pretty efficiently anymore to get the buildings up. We've finally gotten smart and bundled up the buildings a little bit, so we have all the materials right there. So we just have to, and we use screws. We don't use nails. So unless we bury a Torx head real deep, it's usually pretty efficient. So.
And Everett, this is
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna go ahead. Go finish your thought.
Well, I didn't know if there's anything else I need. Yeah. From your question,
it starts around Thanksgiving. The build
starts around Thanksgiving. Okay, understood.
Well, in years past, I always tried to do a Black Friday, because I figured the men didn't want to go out with their wives and shop. This year, we started closer to the 1st of November, and that worked out real efficiently. So going forward, that would be my goal, is to start earlier and maybe only work, three or four hours on a given day, and that way it frees up individuals to do other stuff they need to do.
So, Terry, generally, on average, how long does it take to go through?
It just depends on the car in front of you, and if they're filled with kids, it takes a little bit longer because they really like to see everything. But my goodness, you can go through in, 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
I really think so, and you can always come back through. It really depends on, we don't want anybody to rush. If they want to stop and look at every single thing, then do it. That's what it's for. And I think, especially at Christmas time, some people are really worn out trying to figure things out, and some might be new believers, and some might be in a season that they're, just worn out. And I think that it's all about Christ's gift to us, and that is the presence of Jesus. And I just believe that talking about the birth of Jesus is exciting, and it is the reason for Easter. And he came to be our Savior, and that's what it's about. I don't want to rush anybody through. Take your time going through. That's what it's about.
All right. Everett, if there are folks out there that would like to help out, give a hand and volunteer, how can they do that?
Well, Terry knows the church number that you call, and she also knows the email. Because I don't know any of the above, but she could give that. The one thing I might mention with the folks coming through, depending on the mood of the camels, sometimes we can get very close to the vehicle with them where, people can reach out and pet them if they want, and sometimes we can't. And since they outweigh me about 1,000 pounds, the camel goes where it wants to go. So, and also don't want to take off any mirrors when they turn around. So, we try to be careful, but we do, if people want to jump out and get a picture, or if they want to park across the street like the dog park, or they can do that and come back and get a picture with the camels too.
Outstanding. Well, Terry, what's the contact information for folks that would like to help out?
Okay. The office number is 620-342-2858. And our email is emporianazarene@gmail.com. And we do have a few people that are actually new that are joining us this year, so that's quite exciting.
Well, the Emporia Church, the Nazarene's free live nativity coming up this Friday and Saturday. And again, Terry, when do things start?
6 o'clock Friday night goes till 9 o'clock. And 6 o'clock on Saturday goes till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We hope you guys can come through.
Looking forward to it.
Good.
And Ron, Chuck, I do have a camel with your name on it if you want to come out and hold it for a while.
That is so appealing.
That's pretty bold.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Well, Everett and Terry, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate all you do for us.
Okay, Everett and Terry Weems previewing the Emporia Church of the Nazarenes live nativity this Friday and Saturday night.
All right. If you want to be part of our morning show slate of interviews, specifically our newsmaker segment, we're full all the way until Christmas Eve at this point in time, and we do have a couple of scattered dates claimed into early January now, but this is a busy week for us. So if you want to get on the calendar, you got something you want.